Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We count it a privilege and honor this morning to come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today. So thankful this morning for God's amazing grace that it's not earned, it's not given to us by merit, but it's that unmerited favor of God extended to us because of His righteousness, and I'm thankful for that this morning. My scripture tells me very clearly that my righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord, but I'm glad that as Abraham, when we believed upon him, that his righteousness was imputed unto us. So we thank the Lord this morning for this opportunity to share with you. We would invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. That's just out of the Woodsdale community. And if you're coming out of the Hamilton area, coming out Route 4, you'll turn left on Liberty Fairfield Road. And north there, and as you cross the river, that turns into Wayne Madison Road. You just follow it out a mile or so through that little community of Woodsdale, and you'll see the church located there on the left. If you're coming from the northern part out across State Road or Hamilton-Trenton Road, come south on Wayne Madison Road, and you'll see the church sitting there on the right just before you enter into Woodsdale. So we'd invite you to join us 10 a.m. for Sunday school this morning. Worship follows at 11. We normally have a Wednesday evening service, a youth service, and an adult Bible study. There won't be any this coming Wednesday evening. We've dismissed our service. There's some graduation ceremonies and things going on, so we've dismissed our service this Wednesday evening only, so just keep that in mind. We do want to announce a special service begins next Sunday evening on May 30th at Astoria Road United Baptist Church. They're going to have a fellowship revival, and again, that starts next Sunday at 6 p.m., and then Monday through Saturday, it'll be at 7, but we'd invite you to come and join us in those services there. And at Baptist Chapel next Sunday morning, we're going to be having a memorial service, and we'd invite you to come be with us, and after the service, we'll have a family picnic on the grounds there. And we do want to say this morning, those of you that knew him, my brother Walker Sparks, one of the great deacons of the church, one of the finest deacons I've ever known, went home to be with the Lord this week. His services are tomorrow at Ivy Funeral Home. And we ask that you remember his family. Brother Walker was a tremendous influence on many, many lives, a great, great help to the church there at Baptist Chapel. And those of you that know him, know what I'm talking about. He'd been confined to the nursing home for several years, but the Lord called him home this week, and we thank the Lord for that. And I do want to say, too, we've got the great privilege today, this beautiful day God's give us. This afternoon, we're going to have the opportunity to baptize our nephew, Mark Sherbs, and our grandson, Brother Sammy Huff, into the fellowship of the church, and that's a great honor and privilege to us. And we do ask that you remember them in prayer today. Remember these services, and with that, join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Father, we come before you this morning that we might indeed lift up your holy name, God. That, Lord, that we might do that which you would give us opportunity to do this morning, that we might share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, this morning, God, we pray, Father, that you would bless this time that you've allotted unto us, God. And, Father, not only the time that you've granted unto me, but, O Lord, each one, God, that'll come from time to time to stand here in this place. Father, the many programs and broadcasts, God, that are aired here through the station, God. Father, that you might bless. And, God, we would ask again, Lord, that you might bless the good ones, Father. Lord, that labor here to make it possible, God. Father, that you might bless Brother Mark. Lord, is in his endeavors in the future to come. Lord, that you continue to bless Brother Mark Mitchell, God. Father, as he begins this time in his life, Lord, that you might bless him in a great and a mighty way. Father, God, as we come to you this morning, we'd ask that you'd bless your children in your church as they gather and assemble from place to place, God. Father, that you just send out your message today. Father, that you'd help, God, them that might hear this morning how to be doers of the word, God. Father, that they might be able to understand how beyond the the rituals and the liturgies, how beyond the rhetoric, Father, the dogmatism and the pragmatism, Father, that they might hear the good news of the gospel and be born again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for that saving grace and keeping power. Father, we ask you this morning, God, how to bless, God, Father, those that would lift up your holy name today. Father, send out that convicting spirit, that you would save our people this morning. Not only do we trust you these few minutes, that you allot to us here this morning, but Father, the services throughout the day, there at the little sanctuary, Father, down there on the creek bank, and God, we look to you this morning, that your will would be done. Father, save them that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Today might be the very day. And God, we ask that you would touch them in such a way, and God, that they would open their heart and receive you as Savior. Father, bless in the revival services upcoming. And Lord, we pray this morning, God, that you might bless those, the graduates, Father, this season and their great accomplishments, and Lord, that they might pause and turn. I am thank you, God, for the opportunities you've given them here in this life. Father, that they might recognize that this great gift has come down from you. And Father, once again, Lord, I bless them that lie on the beds of affliction, God. And Lord, I know this morning you can heal. And God, not just a little while, and not just a little bit, but Father, you can give that healing, and Lord, that will allow them to be up and about your business today. Father, God bless them, Lord, that's walking down through the last miles of their journey. I bless them, God, and help them. I strengthen them, we pray, and God, we would ask for the families of those that you've called on. And God, that you be with them and comfort them. And Lord, bless. Father God, in the services tomorrow, as we remember and honor Brother Walker, bless his family. And God, we pray. And Lord God, we ask again this morning for the young men and women that serve our country. Watch over and protect them now, we pray. And God, bless now the reading, the teaching, the preaching of your holy word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I just read a few verses here in the first chapter of the book of John, beginning at the 29th verse. And the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water, and John bare witness, record, saying, I saw that a spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descend depending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. I'm done this morning. Hear the words of John. And behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm brother, I can just see him there on the banks of the Jordan, can't you? I'm brother, the great multitude I gathered around there. If you're a reader of the word, you know I'm brother already. They'd come and begin to inquire, are you the one? Are you the Christ? I'm brother, they'd already come and begin to ask him. How the Sadducees and the Pharisees, how they wanted to know. I'm brother, John said, no, I'm not he, but there's one that cometh after me, whose shoe latches I'm unworthy to loosen. I'm brother, he said, he's the one that'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I'm brother, look a little deeper this morning. There he was, standing on the river banks. I'm brother, John could have said, behold the river that takes away the sin of the world. Why didn't he? Because it could not. In his day nor this day either. I'm brother, he didn't look out over that great assembly and congregation. Behold the assembly of God's people. How to take away the sin. Why? Because it's not in the hands of man to take away the sins of of each other this morning. I'm brother, he didn't say, look at me. I'm sin of God. I'm the Holy One. I can take away your sin. No. I'm brother, John said, behold, the Lamb of God, I would take away the sin of the world. I'm brother, this morning, I'm here to declare unto you the same message that John did on the banks of Jordan 2,000 years ago. The only hope, the only remedy for sin this morning is Jesus Christ. I'm brother, I thanks be unto God this morning. The Bible's so clear. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. What does that mean? Abraham was righteous. Nay, I'm brother, what was imputed unto him? The righteousness of God. I'm brother, this morning, when God saved me, by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Maybe we ought to dig just a little deeper sometime. Boys, you can skim that rock across the surface of the waters, and you might think you've got an understanding. Dig a little deeper, my friend. And Jesus said unto Nicodemus, marvel not, ye must be born again. How's an individual born again? I'm by believing upon the only begotten Son of God. 10th chapter of the book of Romans is clear. And brother, you know this morning that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And brother, behold the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. John made it very clear. This is the Christ. This is the one. I'm brother, this morning, I love the church. I love the lady and her children. I'm just like John of old. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm brother, it can't save you. The only way that this morning, how then you can escape a devil's hell, how is believing upon the only begotten Son of God, by being born again this morning, by His grace, through His blood. God bless you this morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.